An artillery shell exploded 60 yards off the starboard side of HMS Orbita. Lieutenant Helen Maloney, seated on board in the officer's mess, felt her hand shake as she raised her coffee mug to her mouth. It was early morning, 8 November 1942. A convoy of Allied war and transport ships, including the Orbita, the Santa Paula, and the Monarch of Bermuda, lay 2 miles off the coast of Algeria. On board these British ships were not only combat troops, but the men and women of the 48th Surgical Hospital, including Lieutenant Maloney. She was one of 57 U.S. Army nurses who, along with the hospital's 48 officers and 273 enlisted men, were waiting to land, side by side with the combat troops, on the beachheads of Arzew and Oran in Algeria. The sun had not risen yet, and the ships were still under cover of darkness. Maloney glanced around the officers' mess. The thunder of artillery had begun an hour earlier, and now, at 0500, she saw that the tables in the mess were crowded with officers, male and female, dressed in combat gear. Aside from the clanking of silverware and an occasional word or two spoken in hushed tones, the large wardroom was strangely quiet. In less than an hour, Maloney knew that her part in Operation Torch, the invasion of North Africa, would begin.